Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Is that you, Loretta? Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This may be a Loretta. And not.
Let's
go for this one.
I can't hardly hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have Auntie Dot, and...
Yes.
And Auntie Betty?
Yes.
And Auntie Janet?
You come?
Yes.
All right, welcome everyone.
Okay. Kira.
Uh-oh. Okay, we got Kira, okay. Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Alrighty. Hey, Loretta? Loretta? Let's have us on hold. Loretta.
You don't want myself in it.
Hmm?
You don't want me there.
It's too hot. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and start reading an Exodus. It's not here. Okay, and I think I'm going to put a 14 weeks before. I'm going to start right here for the 15 and hope that I didn't miss anything. Can you guys hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to start reading. The Song of Moses and Miriam. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider, he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army, he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. You consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and I will overtake them. I will divide the spoil. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Amen.
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 All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. We have Mom and Pops. We have Loretta.
Yes.
We have Auntie Betty. We have Auntie Janet. Auntie Dot. Auntie Carrie. Carrie. And myself, Angela. That's all we have. Okay. From my understanding, this is an open session, so before we start, let me do an opening prayer. Please bow your head. Give thanks to Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly with an open heart. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to us. Every day he's blessing us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and jump into our session. And I would like to start with Pop.
Okay, the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The thing was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And he, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. Mm-hmm. Akira, would you like to go next? Oops, hold on.
I've been reading. Thank God for special people. Thank you, God, for uncle and aunt, my family and neighbors too. Thank you, God, for all the people who teach me to follow you. Amen.
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 Thank
you,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Kira. All righty. Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Okay. I'm catching up from last session. I have two famous black men that I would like to share.
Yeah.
John Henry. By the way, my father's name was John Henry. This John Henry was what we call the steel driving man of West Virginia. He has a legend that he died with the hammer in his hand. So John Henry in those days was what we would call Samson. He was the strongest man, and nobody was able to drive steel as John Henry. And I understand he drove, he out did a machine. And he had a 14-pound hammer that he died with in his hand. John Henry. The other one is Christopher Isaac. He was the first person to shed blood on American soil. He was one of those famous black men who did not mind dying for his country. And he became very famous not only because he was black, but because of the way he died. Mm-hmm. And it says in the years since his death, his legacy has continued to endure, first with the American colonists who were eager to break from British. And they wrote a book, Martin Luther King wrote a book, Why We Can't Wait. Addis could not wait for justice. He started it himself by becoming the first person to die for American freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Janet. Okay, Mom, would you like to go next?
Okay, I'm going to be reading from Isaiah 55, 1 through 11. And it said, picking out the ways of God. We are living in the age of information with the touch of a button, a stroke of a key, and a click of a mouse. We can have an entire encyclopedia of information available to us. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. Though we may have Maccabee and gabble of information at our fingertips, we still have yet to master one source of information, the way of God, in Isaiah 58:8-9, he declared, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways of my neither your ways are my ways. Declare the Lord, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The computer age has yielded an unimaginable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remains faint. The infinity knowledge of the Most High God transcended far beyond it. Yet we seek it in Scripture. The Lord invites us to partake of the unfathomable riches of His knowledge and wisdom, to begin to know His mind and heart. To do so, we only need to go as far as His Word. Life can be found in the Word of God. He invites us to consume it. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Not only it is free, it is delicate. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of faith. The word is full of promise to all who are faithful. It is so all in compassion, so powerful that it comes with a guarantee. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm 43, starting at 20 to 25. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragon and the owl, because I gave water in the wilderness and river in the desert. To give drink to my people, my church. These people have I crowned for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Jacob, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small color of the burning offering, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifice. I have not called thee to share with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sin. Thou hast wearied me with thy impurity. I am he that blocketh out thy transition for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Amen.
Hey, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot.
Amen.
Loretta, do you have anything to share? Loretta, do you have anything to share?
I can't hear Loretta.
Loretta? She may not be there. Okay, well, I'm going to move right along. Auntie Betty?
Yes? I'm going to read out the Daily Bread. It said, God gives a perfect gift. God loves to give gifts. Long before we took our first breath, our Creator showed himself to be a great giver of everything a man or a woman could ask for today. He still wants to give us the desire of our heart, Psalm 37:4. Yet his best offer is so priceless and so perfectly suited to our needs. Many think it's too good to be true. The Bible describes a wonderful, mysterious gift that goes far beyond anything we have ever received. But does God offer to give us the desire of our heart as a reward for good living? No. The Bible refers to the spiritual package of salvation and called it the gift of God, Romans 6:23. It cannot be earned. God's perfect gift of salvation come not from merely by mercy, not by trying, but by trusting. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Judy. Auntie Carrie, would you like to share anything with us?
Yes. I would like to read part of Psalm 27. Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers come upon me to eat up my flesh, and my adversary and my foe, they stumble and fail. Though a host should be encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wall we should rise against me, even when I be confident, one thing I have asked of Jehovah, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me secretly in his confusion, in the covering of his tabernacle. He will hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. And I will offer his tabernacle of sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto Jehovah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that. I'm from Carrie. Okay. Loretta, are you there? Loretta? Okay. She must be having some technical difficulties. I'm going to move on. Okay. Well, that concludes our first round of sharing. So I will go to the slick and shut in. And I apologize, I will not be reading off the names because I do not have a current list. But we are going to pray for our sick and shut in. Would you please bow your heads? We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infinities, sickness, diseases of any kind out and away from us at this time. We curse any infection in the bodies of our family and friends and command them to die at the root and leave the bodies of our family and friends in the name of Jesus. We ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, into the bodies of our family and friends, from the top of our heads to the soles of their feet. We ask you to make them whole, restore them the way you created them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, so we will move on in our agenda to recognize our birthdays for February 28th through, is it March 7th? March 6th through March 6th, February 28th through March 6th. I show that we have Wiggle Low on March the 3rd. Clarissa, March the 3rd. That's all that I show. Do anybody have any other dates they would like to share? Okay. Well, Miss Kira, would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday to Regal and Clarissa?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Karen. Okay. All righty, we're moving right along in our agenda. We're at the round table. table time where you share what's on your heart, any testimonies, poems, or songs, or congratulations within your family. I would like to start with Auntie Carrie. Carrie?
Oh. What did you say?
Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I pass.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mother.
Yes, I'm going to be reading out the rule of the road, the guide to spiritual growth. That check yourself. Name one aspect of a human condition that you find too overwhelming to attempt to take on. What challenge have you left undone because of fear?
Wow.
Think of a time when Satan lied, deceived you into thinking that you were unable to accomplish something. Recall a time in your life when you exercised activity faith. How did the experience increase your faith even more? How do you feel about the way in which the 5,000 were fed? Do you believe it was one of those ordinary development discussed in chapter 4? Or do you believe the food was created from nothing as God did in creation our world? How does focus on our lack rather than God abundance crippling our ability to do what which seemed impossible? Why do you think so many people in our culture have such an adversity to extend themselves to help others? Go through your Bible and find at least three instances in which God promised to provide for us along your Christian journey. Have your actions indicated that you believe in those promises, or have your kin to live according to what you can or cannot see as a possibility. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mother. I will go next, and I'm going to attempt to sing a song here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes. My soul says yes. I love you. I love you. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, I love you.
I've been drinking that.
I love you. My soul says yes. Amen.
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 Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. We were singing that.
Did you still say it?
No, it wasn't me. I don't know who that was. It sounded good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll move right along. Pops?
Oh, ready? I got a little reading here. It says, good morning.
Oh.
I am God. Today, I will be handling all of your problems. Please, that I do not need your help. If the devil happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly put it in the SFJTC, something for Jesus to do. It will be addressed to my name, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it or attempt to remove it. Holding on or removal will delay the revolution or your problem. If it is a situation that you cannot, that you think cannot, if it is a situation that you think you are capable of handling, please consult me in prayer to be sure that it is the proper revolution. Because I do not sleep, nor do I slumber. There is no need for you to lose any sleep. Rest, my child. If you need to contact me, I am only a prayer away. And with all good things, please pass it on. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
All right, thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Betty?
Yes, I'm going to take that thing. I said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I said, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Loretta, were you able to join? Loretta? We're having technical difficulties. Okay. Auntie Janet?
I would like to share again with us and for us confession of favor. In the name of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Therefore, we are entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor. The favor of God is among the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it surrounds us everywhere we go and in everything we do. we expect the favor of God to be in full manifestation in our life. Never again will we be without the favor of God. It rests richly upon us. It profusely abounds in us. We are part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces for us supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, great victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petition granted, policy and rules changed, and battle won in which we do not have to fight. The favor of God is upon us. It goes before us. Therefore, our lives will never be the same. This is the time of God's favor in our lives. That is the favor of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Okay,
hey,
I know you guys just heard that familiar voice. We do have Loretta on the line.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome.
Well, Loretta, do you want to say anything? You're doing the right thing.
Yes, I would like to share. I don't know why the system wouldn't let me. It wouldn't give me the option to come in. It would let me listen, but that was it. And I dialed at least 10 times trying to get through. But I do have something I would like to share. It says, filter your thoughts. It said, did you know that what you think determines the direction and quality of your life? The Bible encourages us to think on things that are pure, wholesome, and of good report. The reading is out of Philippians 4 and 8. In order to think on the right things, it is important that you filter what you watch, read, and listen to. Don't let the enemy slowly deceive you into lowering your standards and desensitizing you to what is good and pure. Don't let him have a single opportunity to pull you down by watching or being involved in things that are questionable. Remember, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fill your thoughts with the promises of God found in his words, promises of peace, promises of joy and freedom, promises of safety, deliverance, and provision, promises of a future and a hope that are only found through Jesus Christ. As you fill your thoughts with God's words, victory will come alive in every area of your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Thank you.
All righty. Miss Kira, do you have anything else to share this evening?
No, but we had asked for things that was me saying.
Oh, man, you sounded great. You know, shout out back there.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. And last but not least, Auntie Dot, do you have anything else to share?
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Okay, well, that concludes our call. Unless anyone has anything else. Oh, Loretta, what are we going to do next week?
We're going to have another open session.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah, let's have another open session.
Amen.
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 Okay. Well, I will go ahead and lead us through closing. If you would please bow your heads. The God we serve is able to save us. God does not change. What he has done for others, he will do for you. God is always present in the temple of your heart. It's home. And when you come in to meet him there, you find that it is the one place of deep satisfaction where every longing is met. Always be in a state of expectancy and see that you leave room for God to come in as he likes.
Amen.
Amen.
That concludes our call. I hope everyone have a blessed week.
We love you.
We will see you next week.
Have a blessed week. Love you all.
Love you too. Good night.
It's just me and you now, I think.
Okay. I don't know what happened. It would not give me the option to come in.
It had you on there, and it kept going back and forth from mute to red. And I kept saying, she must got her system up. She muted herself, so I just kept moving on.
I kept trying to figure out why you guys couldn't hear me. It never gave me the option to come in. It just said that you will be able to listen to the show. And I must have called that number at least 10 times, and it just kept saying
that.
What
number you down?
The 714 number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it wouldn't let me. It would just let me listen. I heard everything, and you guys couldn't hear me. I'm just talking. I was trying to read Exodus. Y'all didn't hear me. I was like, oh, my goodness.
I forgot what time it was. I just jumped right on in.
I was like, what is going on? But it never gave me that option
to come in and listen to the show. I think that means that it was full, but it only let you listen and not participate. But you know what? Really, until I take you out of mute is what's supposed to let you be able to
come in.
But it didn't tell you that you could.
Right. It always tells you could hit one if you want to speak to the host, or you could just listen on the line. But it never gave me that option. It just told me immediately that I would be a listener, and it kept telling me that. And I kept trying to get through, kept trying. Then I tried the helpline. I couldn't get through to that. And then I was like, well,